This gives us a visual picture of the definitions you just reviewed and shows where each of the resting indices fall in the cardiac cycle. Here you can see that the wave-free period of IFR uses the tightest of the diastolic periods shown. This starts 25% after dicarotic notch and ends 15% before the systolic upstroke. DPR widens this window and takes the ratio of PDPA within diastole from the dicarotic notch 250 milliseconds before upstroke. Within the diastolic period, you can imagine multiple other diastolic indices that could be invented by promoting small changes in the window of calculation, and the numbers could be very similar. If you look at the Vantveer paper describing DPR, there are, in fact, three different versions of DPR discussed. RFR gives us a calculation of PDPA as the lowest point of a filtered instantaneous PDPA ratio. This index could be at any point in the cycle, but will usually be seen in the wave-free period of diastole.